Welcome, everybody. Shir number 782, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So, interesting question. We're still working on Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, some various different ins and outs, various different questions which come up, and various different sfarim. Very interesting shilas, which are Negei L'maisa. It's sort of like a variety, like we've been talking about. And after this, we want to get into the bracha, Bezras Hashem, of a little bit of mezonos, like we said, and al hamichya and the like. Okay, so just real quickly, brings down the Piskei Tshuvas. We spoke about whereby one has to swallow the first bite. Somebody makes a bracha, right? A bracha on anything in general. Now, the question is, you swallow the first bite. You have to swallow the first bite. And it's a whole question. B'dieved, what do you do? We said, lamaisa, if somebody, in other words, before you speak out, let's say one spoke out, before they actually swallowed, they made the bracha, they put the food in their mouth, right, and then they didn't swallow. So it's a whole question, do you make it over now? With Lamaisa, we say that you do not make over the bracha. There's actually a chayyadim that says, as long as you swallow the taste, but the ever, that would also be good. So there's what to rely on, but one should be careful not to do it. But the question comes up, let's say I make a bracha, and I'm going to eat some food, whatever it is, hamotzi. It's not a question of right now the hamotzi per se, but any bracha, and I'm going to eat food. So I make a bracha, and I'm about to take the food to eat it, and I hear somebody else is also making a bracha. Now, I'm going to have to say amen to their bracha. But by the time they finish their bracha, the food will be in my mouth, but it could be that I didn't swallow it. So would I be allowed to say amen to that person's bracha, even though I have the food in my mouth? In other words, to say amen, if I make a bracha and I didn't put anything in my mouth, I didn't do anything, I made a sha'akal near bedvarei, and that's it. I can't say amen. You can't answer anything. And if a person said a word, we said in general, a word that has nothing to do with the meal or whatever the case is, like by hamotzi or whatever, but in general, you speak out, you have to make over a bracha. Right, if somebody speaks out and it's nothing to do in conjunction with the bracha or the meal or anything like that, somebody makes a shakal near bedvari and then they start talking out, you have to make over the bracha. But over here, the question is, somebody's making a bracha and they're a little bit delayed behind my bracha. Any bracha they're making, a mezonos or whatever, and I want to say amen to their bracha. Now I'm going to put the piece of, I make a shakal or whatever. I'm just giving an example. It could be mezonos, it could be o'eitz, it could be adama, right? And I put, or it could be hamotzi. I put the piece of food in my mouth and I start chewing. So now the question is, before I swallowed it, this other person finishes their bracha. Could I say amen to their bracha? How would that work? Would that be a problem? So brings on interesting, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas, he was the only one that I saw. He was actually the one that I saw it from. He brings on page Tof Lamed Dalid in Simen Kof Samach Zayin, Ois Yod Gimel. Interesting, that would, and he brings down this question. What do we do? So he says, one should be careful not to talk out. He's quoting the Mishnah Berurah, plain and simple. One should be careful not to talk out until one finishes swallowing, right? At least a little piece. You don't have to eat the whole food, but we said at least a little piece. But if somebody spoke out, right, and it's not in conjunction with things for the suda or whatever, it's a whole question, but it's a question if you have to repeat the bracha. But lemaisa, we say we don't. You don't have to. Okay, but now he brings. He says lemaisa. The bottom line is, but it's very important to be careful with this. He brings from the Sharitzian that maybe deis bezel masayim al kol ponim lechatchila tzarich lizor bezel ma'od. You have to be very careful because mamash poiskim will say you have to say over the bracha. We don't, but you have to be very careful. Now, so now the question is, he brings down vim shoma bracha ne'acher. Now the question is, I heard a bracha from somebody else, right? Oy Kaddish, I heard Kaddish, or Kedusha, or Baruchu. Let's say I'm in Shul, I'm eating, it's a bris. I just give an example, right? I'm eating something over there, there's a siam, just to give an example. But oy Delois, while I'm chewing, I made a bracha and the food is in my mouth. Now I'm chewing, and all of a sudden I hear Kaddish, I hear Kedusha, I hear Baruchu. While I'm chewing, lifnei Shabola, before I actually swallow this matzino deyas b'achroinim, he says. We find various different opinions in the achroinim. Imyana, if you're going to, if you have to answer or not. Okay, so but be it as it may, we see how far this goes. That it's mamish. The Achronim argue at the mamish. Could you answer even though you didn't swallow the food? That's how far it goes. So he brings various different opinions. By the way, he does bring down in Ois number 94. He does bring those who want to say that Vadi al kol panim lenyan devarim b'shem b'kedusha, definitely lenyan for things that are devarim b'shem b'kedusha, like kaddish, baruch hu, these type of things. Not a regular, I mean, but regular Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kedusha, the main say could answer by Elikainitzar, so I'll call upon him linian the farm shabbat kedusha yachalanes ba'idei loyes. That you could answer, he brings down from others on the bottom to, before one swallows, but be it as a may, lochin may anochin, he does say, since it is a machloikis, and you know, the achrayim argue on this, lochin may anochin, gam bezeh losim lev, shaloi lahagia lakach, avizariz levlayim at. One should be careful as soon as, if they hear it's coming up, kisharoya shatekev, Yitzarach, if somebody, in other words, it's like this, I make a bracha, any type of bracha, again, and I'm going to eat something, it could be a moitzi, it could be shahakal, it could be whatever the case is, adoma, mazonos, and I'm putting the thing in my mouth. So if I see somebody else making a bracha, and I'm going to have to say amen, which it's becoming now, do I or don't I, right, I'll be able to get the food in my mouth, but one should be careful, if possible, kesheroi should take if Yitzarach, lana, it's al devarim shebe kedusha. He says one should be careful. I'm sorry. Lekach yizdares levloy amad. One should be careful to swallow at least a little bit. Kesheroi shetake if yizdarech laanes. That's what he says. One should be careful. Im yan so lochein mehanochein gam bezeh losim lev shaloi lahagia. One should be careful not to put themselves in this situation. That's the bottom line, right? To be in other words, yizdares levloy, to make sure to swallow at least a little bit. You know, a little. You don't have to swallow again the whole food. A little tiny drop. Kesheroi. When they see they're going to have to answer with Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, Amen, or whatever the case might be. Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, we're talking about like Kaddish, right, Kedusha, Baruch, and so on, or even a regular Amen. And then he brings down Ledivrei Chayodim, Sagi Bezeh, Shebeleya Ma'at Min Hatam. So that's the Chayodim that says, at least by the Yevid, if you swallowed some of the taste before you even got the piece down, Hayoyd say, then at least with the Yevah, that much the Chayyadim says for sure that would be good, and the Mishnah Berurah brings him down. So the bottom line is, one should be careful in this situation if they see it's coming up, that they're going to have to answer. It's just time to talk out that you don't talk out and finish. But if it's mamash going to come up, dav shebek dusha, to say amen on another bracha or something like that, and you see it's coming up, just quickly try and get, you know, swallow something down quickly. And like this, you'll be in the clear. Okay, so we'll stop here. So the bottom line is, one should be careful if they see a regular talking out before they swallow that first piece of food that we said you don't. But if the thing comes, if the situation arises whereby it's, they're going to have to answer, like Amen or Dav Hashem Kedusha even more so, or somebody has something along those lines, when you don't want to lose out, then the question is, do I or don't I? And the food's in my mouth. I mean, what do I do? One should be careful as much as possible to push themselves to at least give a quick swallow of a little tiny piece, at least that much, and big b'diyev l'fidecha yodam at least. Swallow the taste, and then they could talk, not to talk out, but I'm saying, you could talk out, but I'm saying, in other words, you can't talk out till you swallow, but at least that much, that little first piece you swallow down, you can, then there's no problem with amen, and amen yehesh meirabah, and all those other things. And b'diyevet, there are those who say, definitely like amen yehesh meirabah, devarim shebek kedusha, even while it's in one's mouth, there is what three line. But as much as possible, one should be careful to swallow, before even saying amen and these in yanim. Thank you so much for listening. Aslacha baracha kol tov.